From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. Child prostitution goes on in America every day and every night, despite the efforts of federal, state, and local authorities. The FBI estimates that 100,000 to 300,000 children are being exploited. Today, through a youth radio special investigation called Trafficked, we'll hear from two of them.
For their safety, we're not using their real names. The girls we'll call Darlene and Brittany are originally from Oakland, California. Brittany is now 19.
I'd wake up at 5. I'd be outside by like 5:30. And then I won't be able to come back inside until like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And you just get up and do it all over again?
Mm-hmm. Every day, 7 days a week.
Darlene is 18. She says to understand this problem, you need to understand the girls.
You honestly have to believe that they are more than a girl on the corner. You know, they're somebody's daughter, somebody's niece. They're being sold out there. Some people are standing on the corner selling fruit. Why other people are standing on the same corner selling a girl?
Brittany and Darlene have been sharing their stories with Youth Radio's Denise Tejada.
Darlene and Brittany were in middle school when Oakland was named one of the hotspots for child prostitution. As they entered their teens, classmates talked about boyfriends who had lots of money, and like most kids in the Bay Area, they listened to music by Oakland rappers whose lyrics about pimping glamorized the game.
A lot of it is glorified. Yeah. Oh, you're from Oakland. Everybody has dreads. Everybody goes dumb. We pop pills.
Smoke a lot of weed.
Parties, sideshows, and hoes.
If you're not part of the scene, it's hard to believe the prostitution has become normal for so many girls in Oakland and in other cities. But it's true. Girls see it as an escape from desperate home lives, no food on the table, absent parents, and friends getting shot. And pimps take advantage of that. Darlene and Brittany escape the world of sex trafficking, but they still see it everywhere.
I see Johns that I used to date working in the Apple stores, or I can be going out to eat with my family and be on the freeway and look on MacArthur and at all the hotel rooms and be like, I used to be in those hotel rooms with Johns and Tricks.
It's really funny that you mentioned that because me and my friend went to this Mexican spot right on 46, like right behind the bus stop. You know how some girls consider certain streets their corner. So that was like my corner. I'm like, wow.
Oakland police say most teenage girls get into prostitution the way Darlene did, through a boyfriend they trust, who turns out to be a pimp. They call them Romeo pimps, because they can sweet-talk a girl into anything. When it comes to pimping hoes, I've been truly educated because I'm so slick. I make hoes turn tricks, Players University, class of 86. Darlene moved in with her 18-year-old boyfriend, after her mother's boyfriend kicked her out of the house.
Then, like, on my 15th birthday, he was like, well, you know, since you're going to be staying with me and stuff, we need more food. We need to find a way to get some money. And he's the one that, like, introduced me to prostitution. And I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Once a girl is working for a so-called Romeo pimp, it's all business.
This is how you look at the guys. This is what you tell them. This is how much you charge. And he just said it to me like that.
There's another kind of pimp, the guerrilla pimp, the kind that uses force and fear to get his way. Oakland police estimate a third of teenage girls working in prostitution were abducted and forced onto the streets. Brittany was one of them.
I had got kidnapped when I was 15. I decided to cut school one day. I was in Oakland on Havens Court and Foothill, and all I heard was, man, go get that girl. And one of them came out and dragged me by my hair and pulled me into the car.
Brittany says she was gang raped by at least 6 men. She was put on the street in Sacramento by one of them, a 32-year-old who became her pimp. He took her phone, told her not to talk to anyone but Johns, and had his sister watch her so she wouldn't run. She was shuttled back and forth to work Oakland's red light district.
Oh, yeah. This young beater weeder. Don't feed them, I don't love them, I don't need them. I just stuff them in a Beamer, take them to the track and leave them.
International Boulevard is what prostitutes, pimps, and police call the track. It's where men come to buy sex.
It's around 6:10, and we are driving down International. And these are girls that look so much younger than I am. And I'm only 21.
In a 50-block span, I count 20 girls. Some are posted on street corners. Others are hanging by bus stops or just walking the same blocks over and over. I park at one of the many taco trucks on International Boulevard. The guys who work the truck say every day pimps use their parking lot to drop off girls and hang out. Basically, pimps run their businesses from this spot.
Just in a matter of seconds, there's a girl that's getting picked up by a guy or John.
From my car, I spot two women. One seems to be the leader, or what people in the game call a bottom girl. She approaches the car, speaks to the driver, and instructs the younger girl to walk over. This is what happened with Brittany and Darlene countless times.
It's a Toyota Prius. It's parked behind us, and they are waiting for a girl to get in the car. She has tight leggings, gray shirt. She's carrying her heels. She looks like she could be 17 or something, and they just left right now.
While most Oakland residents drive by and don't think twice about what's going on here, the people in this neighborhood do. People like 20-year-old Frank Pardo, whose mom owns Yoyi's Bridal Shop. Pardo grew up here.
They've been here for all these years. What makes you think they're going anywhere? Police see them. I mean, everybody sees them. Nobody does anything.
Just on the street, there's a teenage girl in a short red dress crying on a bench. She's bleeding from her mouth. A business owner who runs a clothing store says he saw the whole thing.
One of them punched her right in her face, and so she went down, and then they went after her purse.
He says the man who punched the girl appeared to be her pimp. The store owner would not identify himself by name for fear of retribution from sex traffickers. At 15 years old, Brittany and Darlene were out on Oakland's track. They were also marketed on Craigslist before the adult services section was shut down and on other internet sites.
So make that money, bitch. Sell it to the world and let's get rich. Yep, or I could put you on Craigslist.
Brittany says her pimp got her hooked on drugs to keep her working around the clock. Usually, she ate only one meal a day.
You know, and that was like from Burger King or McDonald's, so that doesn't really even count.
It's not the best deal to have sex with 15 different guys in one day and only get a cheeseburger at the end of it.
Alameda County Assistant District Attorney Charmaine Bach compares the girl's situation to being brainwashed by a cult.
Remember Guyana and Jim Jones where everyone's drinking that Kool-Aid drink? Well, that's exactly what these girls have had. Let's call it pimp juice. They've all had it, and they can't see past either their affection for him or their fear for their trafficker.
According to a recent survey by the FBI, 61% of teen prostitutes were raped as children. That's what happened to Brittany. She says she was raped by her stepfather and years later by her trafficker.
I went back to all those times just for a simple fact that I knew what he was capable of. He'd beat me and he'd rape me, he'd beat me and he'd rape me. And I just kept going back up until I ended up being pregnant by him. And he beat me so bad that I ended up having a miscarriage.
Finally, Brittany and Darlene had had enough. Darlene.
I got shot at quite a few times, and it's crazy. You're going to be in jail, or you're going to be dead. I don't want part of either one of those.
Darlene says eventually she got tired of being arrested and wanted to go home. After her last arrest, she joined a program that transitions girls off the streets. Brittany got out too, shortly after she had the miscarriage.
6 days later, it was a Sunday, and he put me on East 14th. I told him that I didn't want to be out on Sundays because I had a bad feeling about Sundays. And I seen my aunt, and my aunt ended up snatching me up and putting me in the car. And then she took me to my mom's house. 2 days later, I believe, police came knocking on my door saying I had a warrant.
That warrant put Brittany back in jail for prostitution. And like Darlene, she enrolled in a community program.
Since then, I graduated high school and I'm starting college. Before, when I was like 15, I didn't see myself alive at the age of 18. And now that I am 18 and I can look back and say, you know, I've been through all of that and I've came out of it, it feels wonderful.
It's been about a year since Brittany and Darlene turned their lives around. It's still a work in progress.
I haven't worn heels at all, except if it was to prom.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't worn heels to my cousin's wedding. I wore flats, my mom's funeral. I'm scared to, like, wear heels again. I don't dress up at all because I'm like, man, if I go get dressed up, maybe somebody's going to think I'm a hoe and stuff.
Right. Like, I still feel that way when I'm wearing heels. I'm like, gosh, I hope I don't have that walk that I used to have when I wear heels. But then again, it's the whole healing process, you know? Because you yourself and I myself are still healing off of it. And I'm sure you'll feel good when you dress up because you'll know that that's not you anymore. And that's how I felt when I wore heels on my 18th birthday. I felt like empowered in a way because I'm like, wow, you know, I'm not wearing heels because somebody's telling me to. I'm wearing them because I want to.
Both Darlene and Brittany are now working with community organizations to help other girls escape sex trafficking. They consider themselves survivors, navigating a new life. For NPR News, I'm Denise Tejada.
Our story, Trafficked, was produced by Youth Radio. Tomorrow, we'll hear how authorities are struggling to put a stop to child prostitution.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.